This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Classical IPR in Concert. I'm Amanda Sewell. We're about to hear a recent performance given by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra in collaboration with the Traverse City Dance Project. The concert opened with two movements from George Frideric Handel's Water Music.
Thank you.
Two movements from George Frideric Handel's Water Music, arranged by Hamilton Hardy, and performed by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Kevin Rhodes. Today on Classical IPR in Concert, it's a recent performance by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra, presented in collaboration with the Traverse City Dance Project. Music director Kevin Rhodes explained that this concert involved two very different combinations of elements. The first was the combination of orchestra and dance.
But not in the traditional way of an orchestra in the pit and the dancers on stage, but both the orchestra and the dancers on stage. The orchestra up at the back of the stage, the dancers being all the way down front.
The second combination, Kevin Rhodes explained, was that of two very different pieces of music.
The other two elements, then, is we have these two dramatically different works. La Mer from Debussy, gauzy, atmospheric music from the very end of the 19th century, this impressionistic sound, which is literally like a Monet painting brought to sound. Then that juxtaposed with a work from the end of the 20th century by American composer Richard Daniel Poor. And this work is all about sharp, angular rhythms, kind of like Bartok meets Bernstein. It's West Side Story without all the murder and mayhem.
Here's the first of those two pieces, Claude Debussy's La Mer, performed by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and featuring dancers from the Traverse City Dance Project. Claude Debussy's La Mer, performed by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Kevin Rhodes, featuring dancers from the Traverse City Dance Project. The directors and choreographers of the Traverse City Dance Project are Jennifer Lott and Brent Whitney. I'm Amanda Sewell. This is Classical IPR in Concert. If you'd like to see photos of the dancers from that performance, check out classicalipr.org. The Traverse Symphony Orchestra also performed Richard Daniel Poor's Urban Dances, a very different piece stylistically than the Debussy we just heard, with the Traverse City Dance Project.
Thank you.
Richard Daniel Poor's Urban Dances, performed by the Traverse Symphony Orchestra and featuring dancers from the Traverse City Dance Project. You're listening to this recent Traverse Symphony Orchestra concert on Classical IPR. I'm Amanda Sewell. The final piece on today's program is one that was written specifically for the TSO in 2001, as music director Kevin Rhodes explains.
That work was specially commissioned for the orchestra and I to play by two of our board members at the time, and it uses a theme from an old Leelanau song, and that was a very important part of the whole concept for them.
And that was Kevin Rhodes' very first concert with the TSO. Here's a little more recent performance of The Dance of Two Worlds, music composed by Robert Hansen. Kevin Rhodes conducts the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. The Dance of Two Worlds, a piece commissioned by the Trevor Symphony Orchestra in 2001. We heard a recent performance of it by the TSO, led by their music director, Kevin Rhodes. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for joining me for this edition of Classical IPR in Concert. Jack Connors engineered these recordings. This concert featured the Traverse City Dance Project. Their directors are Jennifer Lott and Brent Whitney. Thanks to Kevin Rhodes and Kate Patello for additional support. This is Interlaken Public Radio.